Brian Tripp, who's covered Penn State volleyball
Brian.
For many years, among other things. Brian, great to have you with us.
Pleasure.
Oh, you have me cracking up. You couldn't be more right on the Kurt Dowdy thing, by the way, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yes. That's what I always tell everybody. Bowl 2 weeks and championship week. Right? Mm-hmm. College basketball.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, don't be still like a depth. All right. Okay. Suck. All right.
Oh. 1,330 wins. Hundreds and hundreds of graduates. All Americans. Olympic gold medalists. Olympians. 43 years. Russ Rose today retires. As I said, like, essentially, he and I, my junior year was his first year as the head coach. So wow. It's like we've been here the same time frame. All right. What was your thought when you saw this become official?
Well, I'm happy for him because he's had a legendary career and no one's deserved it more. And no one's done as much, not only for this sport, but for student athletes, I think, is what Russ has done during his career. It's just, I'm thrilled for him. I'm sad for Penn State fans and for the volleyball community that you don't get to see him sit there and flip his pen and write in his notebook anymore. But I'm glad you started with that because I thought we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it first. And he's just had such an impact on so many people. And what the sport, if you look what their team has done through the years, their accomplishments, I think elevating not only the level of play in the Big Ten, but the facilities. Volleyball rates so well on the Big Ten network that they've carved out a Wednesday and Friday night and Sunday afternoon time slots for the sport on Big Ten Network and ESPN. And all of that, a lot of that credit has to go to Russ Rose and his programs at Penn State elevating the league.
No question.
It's not just having an incredible amount of success on the court and probably records. I mean, 111 straight sets.
I remember like it was yesterday. Look, to me, I don't care whether it's two of us sitting at a table or him coming over to me after a practice or after a match or whatever. Those times or in his office.
Yep.
Right? Sitting down in his office and just talking are some of the more enjoyable times I've ever had here at Penn State because it's just frank, direct, no filter conversation.
He's unbelievable. And he's so knowledgeable. And he could coach, Steve, he could coach football, ice hockey, basketball, volleyball, and he'd be successful at whatever it is.
No question.
The type of person and coach and leader he is. And he's so, he's an avid reader. He's so knowledgeable about the entire sports landscape, really anything, any topic across the world. He'll have an opinion on it and share it with you, I'm sure. But it's just so enjoyable to converse with him and get his thoughts because you know it comes from such an honest place, but also a very well-educated place on whatever that topic may be. And he's so loyal. He just has so many qualities that he's impacted people with, but he's also shared those qualities with and has helped shape people over the years. Whether it's a player, look at his coaching tree, but even just the administrators, staff, anyone he's worked with or touched and teaching a class, teaching a class for a long time, he's taught a class his entire career at Penn State.
Yep.
As I had it as a student, it's one of the best classes I had, right up there with sports broadcasting.
Ooh, what clown taught that? He is one of those individuals, and I felt this way about, when I talked to Joe, when I talked to James, when I talked to Russ, when I talked to Kale, right? When the conversation is over, I feel better informed.
Yep.
Right? I feel like I've got a better depth of opinion, and elements maybe either I had thought of and has happened to be confirmed, or maybe I hadn't thought of, when I talk to people like that, because they're the best at what they do, and they have an ability to think of things that maybe a lot of people have not thought about. And that's, you know, well, I say that about James. I say that about Kale. Joe was a fountain of that. Russ, was, for me, has always been a fountain of that.
And I think the one thing, and it's along those same lines, is no matter what the situation is, there are always two or three steps ahead. Okay, if this happens, how do I handle it? And already have a plan in place as to how to handle what A, B, C, D, E, whatever door opens, they're already prepared for whatever situation may occur. And no one would outwork Russ Rose.
No.
5 a.m. wake-up call and box scores from every match across the country, film, video, his preparation, and even down to the last year here in 2021, it's still a lot of handwritten notes and printed out papers. It's not all on an iPad or a computer, and he'd carry a big notebook around, but no one would outwork Russ Rose, and I think that's something he instilled in the players. And you look, whether it's the long preseason camps or how they prepare for matches through film or through hard work and practice, you always knew you were going to get a team that was mentally tough, mentally and physically prepared, and that was never going to quit. Being at the practices over the years, working with them, the drills they did, he instilled in them, you never quit, and you battle, and that is a big reason why. They've had great players, but it's that mentality that's made them really successful.
He's had, I mean, everybody do have the, it's the word culture.
Yeah.
But, you know, for 43 years, it's been, hey, guess what? And you, I remember when we did a feature on Russ for the football TV show. And I had to interview, I don't know, eight different former players from different eras. And I'm talking about great players, All-Americans, Olympians, the whole deal, right? Gold medalists, right? Yeah. Were they coached? Were they coached hard? Yep. And did they appreciate the man more than ever? Absolutely. That tells you everything.
Yep. When Micah Hancock and Haley Washington were back this fall after winning gold with Team USA this summer, we did a short sit-down with them, and I talked to them. And one of the questions, obviously, is how do you describe, or how would you describe your relationship with Coach Rose? And they said, you know, he's tough, that you have to earn his respect. But once you go through it, you understand that everything he puts you through comes from the right place, because he knows how to get people to achieve their maximum and reach their maximum potential. And they said he's the man. There's no other way to describe him than being the man or the GOAT. And he truly is. That's a word that gets thrown around all.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He really is. He really is.
Yes. 1,330 wins, 7 national titles, a boatload of Big Ten titles, Atlantic Ten titles. Yeah. You know, that's
like
when you can legitimately say it.
Yeah, like we said in the beginning, though, it's what he's done for the sport, elevating the sport, the culture, what he's done for the university. But besides the wins, it's what he's done for the sport that I think really stands out to me.
Oh, absolutely. No, he's taken a sport that was always fighting for some level of recognition and then turned it into, holy mackerel, now when you watch the Final Four take place, it's must viewing.
Because, and why are there teams like a Pitt, Wisconsin, Nebraska, obviously has had a great program for a long time, but why are they there? A lot of that's because of what Penn State was able to build in the late 90s, early 2000s, and obviously that great run with the 4 straight titles.
What's interesting, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've always said the Big Ten elevated everybody across the board. Like, and made them really take football far more seriously than they were when Penn State came in and went, we better do something here. Now notice, like, suddenly Northwestern has some good runs. Wisconsin has some good runs. You know, you can go through a long list of them. Russ Rose did the same thing for the Big Ten in women's volleyball. They got in there, and everybody said, oh, my goodness, we better up our game. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, and it took them a long time to really get to the same level. But all of them felt like the Big Ten's the toughest conference in the country because he set the tone for the whole thing and made them get it to that level. If they weren't, they were going to get buried.
Yep. And it's not just in terms of on court. If you go to Nebraska, they have a 10,000-seat facility. If you go to Purdue, they've got a new all these places have new facilities because that's all part of the arms race to try to catch up to a Penn State. So it's worked in so many different ways to benefit student-athletes, not just at Penn State, but across the whole conference. Right. And components.
Brian, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Brian Tripp joining us.